This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, seen any good movies lately? Especially where there was an adorable cat featured? Well, stay tuned. You'll find out what movie, and we're going to talk about the movie and some of the great products that were in that movie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Emily Meidner. She is the co-founder of Travel Cat. Welcome, Emily.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you here. We're talking, of course, about Argyle, the movie. And Travel Cat created a lot of the cool products that were featured in this movie, especially a really unique backpack. And thank you for the sample. I don't think I've ever had before something that, and we'll talk about this later, a supermodel has. So it's a first. Okay. So what is the movie about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Argyle, first of all, it's super fun. That's like the number one thing about this movie. And we're so excited to be involved in working with Marv Studios, the production company behind the movie. So it's a really fun spy thriller, and it has an incredible A-list cast. So Sam Rockwell, Dua Lipa, Henry Cavill, Samuel L. Jackson, Catherine O'Hara. It's like there's somebody for everyone in this movie. And the main character is played by Bryce Dallas Howard, and she carries her cat around with her in a cat backpack. So that is the reason that we got involved, since as you mentioned, so I'm the co-founder of Travel Cat, and we're the number one most trusted cat travel company in the world. And so we're really excited to partner together on this movie to create some really unique products for fans.
Well, we're going to talk more about the product a little later, but let's talk about the cat. So the cat is Chip, and little nepotism here, because yes, Chip is the cat of Claudia Schiffer Vaughn, who Claudia Schiffer, some Jen, I don't know what Jen, might not know who she is, but she's a supermodel, kind of retired now, but big in the like 90s and the aughts, I think. And so she is married to the director, Matthew Vaughn. So that's how Chip got on, I think, right? But he's an adorable cat.
Yes. And well, it's a funny story, because they actually did hire a quote unquote actor cat. And that actor cat spent, I think, about one day on set. And Matthew was not happy with how they went or how it went. And so he ended up, borrowing Chip, the family cat, for the months of shooting. And it worked out really well. I mean, it's very impressive. And the cat does have a pretty big role in the film.
Okay, so I take back my nepotism. So that's a great story. And now, what type of cat is Chip? So people can get a good image.
He is a Scottish Fold. And in the movie, his name is Alfie.
Alfie. Okay. I wonder if this is going to go to his head. He'll salmon for dinner or something.
Yes. And there's definitely they totally embrace, and he embraces the nepotism. He's definitely a Nepo cat for sure. Wow.
Okay. We talked a little bit about the backpack, and that was something unique. And most people, when they're picturing a backpack, are not picturing anything to do with a cat, because a cat, right, can claw its way out of a backpack and Cats don't like to be carried, but there's something really unique about the backpack that's created. I don't know if it was specially created for the movie or it was, maybe it's a special design, but how did that come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, everyone should just, if they haven't already, you know, Google Argyle trailer, watch the trailer, and you'll see the backpack featured, you know, right front and center in the trailer. It's actually like the thumbnail for the trailer. And the movie is still in theaters and it'll be out on Apple Plus for streaming in April. Yeah, so we create cat backpacks that are super safe to help people do more with their cats, or at least do more with their cats in a less stressful way. So a lot of cats actually will prefer backpacks, the backpacks that we make, to carriers. And one of the reasons is because our backpacks all have some sort of opportunity for the cat to look out and see what's going on in the world around them. And so it's a really great way to give the cat some visibility and let them, you know, experience some enrichment of just watching, again, watching the world go around. So the backpack in the film has the little bubble viewer for Alfie, you know, acted by Chip, to look out. And so throughout a good chunk of the movie, you know, when you see her carrying Alfie around, he's looking out the little plastic dome astronaut bubble.
It's such a cute backpack. Thanks for the sample. Dennis liked it. But he's not as good as Chip. He didn't last that long in it.
Okay.
I've seen a few cats in backpacks and you do a double take because you don't expect a cat in a backpack, but it does seem like a much better way to carry your cat around because most cats don't do good on leashes, but some do, because you also created a leash for this movie.
Yeah. So we have a full product line. So we have two backpacks. So one is called the Replica. And as you can guess, it is the exact backpack that is seen in the movie. So that backpack holds up to 15 pounds of cat. So if you have a more, you know, smaller, medium-sized cat, that's a really good option. And then we also created another backpack that we called the Spy Backpack, which is based on our best-selling backpack of all time, the Fat Cat Backpack. And as you can imagine, that backpack holds a bit more as per its name. So the Spy Backpack holds up to 25 pounds of cat. So if you have a larger breed or just a bigger cat, chunkier cat, the Spy Backpack is a great option. And then, yes, we also created our version of our best-selling harness, the True Adventure Harness and Leash set. And also for the less adventurous but still stylish kitties, we created a bandana and collar set based off of the movie poster design as well. So we have a full line for people to, you know, do more safely with their cat while giving sort of an ode to this awesome movie Argyle.
What are the safety features that are in the backpack?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so, you know, we really pride ourselves as a company on creating, you know, the safest, most comfortable products for both the cat and the human. So all of our products have ventilation, you know, mesh and holes, air holes and that sort of thing, high quality zippers so cats aren't, you know, clawing their way out. And all of our backpack products for this movie and just in general all also have a clip inside that you can clip the cat's harness or leash to. So just another point of security. And then for the harness, one of the reasons that it's our best-selling harness is because it has two points of security. So it both Velcros shut and adjusts on the back. And then it also has four adjustable straps as well. And the collar that all the collars that we sell are also breakaway collars. So safety, number one priority, and lots of safety features on all the products.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll talk more about Argyle and the products that Travel Cat makes. Be right back. Hey, pet lovers, Michelle Fern here. Looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, Crossbar Canine helps bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At Prosper Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, helping you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, the number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Emily, the co-founder of Travel Cat, who had several products featured in the movie Argyle. So you had a backpack in the movie, you had the leash, you had a collar, and anything else?
Well, so the only product that's in the movie is the backpack, that one backpack. So the other products are just products we created in conjunction with the movie as well. And they're all inspired by the visuals of the movie. So those are, yeah, that's the line that we created for the movie.
Okay. So Emily, right before the break, you talked about the different backpacks that you have, you know, your main one that's up to 15 pounds and then the Fat Cat backpack, which would probably be for at least two of my cats. So yes. If someone's thinking, you know, that would be a great way to travel with my cat, especially, you know, we're pet parents, we're traveling more with our fur babes. So what would you tell someone who's thinking, yeah, but how am I going to get my cat in the backpack and are they going to like it? Cats usually don't like movement that much. So what would you say to that listener that's saying, great idea, but I don't know. How would I get started?
Sure. So we always provide a lot of education along with our products. So every time you purchase a product, you're going to get a booklet that has a bunch of tips on both general traveling with your cat and also backpack and harness specific training tips. So we always want to encourage people to take it slow with their cat and really give themselves and their cat time to, you know, warm up and get used to the idea of being carried in a backpack or walking on a harness and a leash, because, you know, cats are not dogs, right? We all know this. And this is why we love cats, because they're not dogs. So from the backpack side of things, you know, one of the biggest tips is first to, when you get the backpack, let the cat explore and put the backpack in a spot where the cat normally likes to sleep, likes to hang out, likes to lay down, and also put a, what, you know, we would call a scent soaker inside the backpack. So maybe that's a bed or a towel or a shirt that smells like you, you know, something that will remind them of something familiar. You put that in the backpack. And then beyond that, you know, you can do other things like playing with the cat with their favorite toy when they're in the backpack, or to get them to go in the backpack. And some people will even feed their cat in the backpack, you know, literally put like the dish of food in the backpack. So that way it's creating just a lot of positive associations with being inside the backpack. And then again, slow and steady, right? So zipping the cat up when they're in there and walking them for a few minutes around the house and just lengthening the amount of time that the cat is spending like zipped up in the backpack before you even go outside with them, right? And then once they're ready to go outside, you know, doing short trips, being really thoughtful about where you're taking them. So for instance, you know, bringing them to a park that's always empty, or bringing them to a pet store where you know they'll be welcome. So, you know, just being really thoughtful about where you bring them. And then, you know, ultimately you can kind of extend those trips. And then, you know, the number one thing we also say is just, it's really important to be present and pay attention to your cat's body language. Like, you know, your cat best. So, you know, if you feel like your cat's not having it, they're not into it, it's time to cut the trip short, you know? So yeah, those are just a few of our basic tips, but then also, you know, very high level, before you take your cat out for any reason, we of course highly recommend making sure your cat is microchipped, making sure they have an ID tag, making sure they're up to date on their flea and tick vaccinations, you know, all those basics, of course, before you do, you know, go out at all with your cat are really important.
Okay, so that's getting the cat comfortable, and it's great tips. And as you were describing getting used to the backpack for the cat, I thought, oh, it's the same thing when you have a carrier for
the cat. Yes.
But, you know, you could use possibly the backpack instead of a carrier. So, so what about for the pet parent? Because, you know, I know how I normally get my backpack on when I'm traveling. You know, there's a laptop and like 40 pounds of stuff, but that kind of movement will not fly with my cat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, can't just swing the backpack around with the cat.
Sure.
You're going to get, you know, poo or pukes on the backpack and on you and the cat, you know? So how do you do that part?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people will keep the backpack in a position that's high up and easy for them to put on, right? So maybe it's like on a table, on a counter, on a couch. So like you're saying, the distance between where you're grabbing them from and them ultimately going on your back is a bit shorter. And another reason a lot of people buy our products and our backpacks are really also just for essential travel, because like you said, everybody needs a carrier, right? It's really important to take your cat to the vet and, you know, also in case of emergencies, right? So we find a lot of folks who are in areas where there's a lot of natural disasters, or, you know, they want to be able to take their cat out quickly if there's a fire or a fire drill. We've had customers reach out to us and, you know, share stories of a fire in their apartment building and how grateful they were that they were able to get their cat into the backpack quickly because their cat was used to going out in the backpack, and that they were able to have their hands free for walking down the stairs when they couldn't really see because there's smoke in the hallway. There's definitely a wide range of reasons that people are buying our products. So again, that essential travel, making visits to the vet less stressful, or if you have multiple pets, I think you mentioned you have two cats. So, you know, we have people who will have like a backpack of ours on the front with one cat and on their back with the other cat. You can, if the cats meet the weight limit, we do have a number of products like the Fat Cat and the Navigator backpack that fit two cats as well. So yeah, you have, you know, that sort of bucket of people, the essential travel, the emergencies, and then you have the other bucket of people who, you know, are using our products for stimulation for their cats, right? It's really important that cats get stimulation, they get play, and taking your cat safely outside is a really great way to do that, whether it's on a harness or a leash or in a backpack.
That was my other thought, that it's a great way for cats to, you know, it's like cat TV on steroids, because in the world, you know where I once saw a cat and I couldn't believe it. I won't say the name, but it's a big mass volume store, of which there's really just two. There's Target and Walmart. So, and the person was on the aisle. All right, it was Target. So the person was on the aisle, and he had a black cat, and it was, the backpack was like greenish. And I looked twice because I saw something moving inside this backpack. And I said, wow, is that your cat? And he goes, yeah. I said, that is a good cat. He goes, loves riding around in the backpack. He had to get him used to it, but loves it. So now what about if your cat's older?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a question we get a lot too. And we have a lot of folks in our community who have trained older cats. So it's definitely possible. Of course, it might, and oftentimes could take longer to get them used to it. So, you know, it's really, every cat is different too, you know. Like I mentioned, a big part of, you know, our company ethos is just providing a lot of education and community support to people who are purchasing our products, whether that's the training guides that we create, the articles we create. We also host free virtual events all throughout the year. We have a lot of recorded virtual events about backpack and harness training to really help people just figure out how to do these things with their cats, you know, at their own pace, and also to be realistic about it. So, you know, there's always an opportunity to, you know, teach an old cat new tricks. It just might take a bit more time than if you were to start early. It's definitely recommended, you know, when possible, if you have a kitten, if you have a younger cat and you're interested or know you might need to travel with them, of course, the earlier you can start them getting used to doing these things, the better. But it's always possible to try.
So we talked about the backpacks, the leashes, the collars, and the harnesses that Travel Cat makes. What other products do you have?
Yeah, well, we have, we also carry beds and other supplies you might need for traveling, like our porta potty travel litter box. We have travel bowls and, you know, really just scratchers, beds, all that mostly have some sort of collapsible, easy to travel with component to them. But we do also, we're more and more just expanding to, you know, essential cat products, fun cat products. We also, for our best-selling products, will release new colorways from time to time. So our actual newest bestseller is our product that we just released at the beginning of this year. So we've had a backpack for a few years called the Navigator. And that backpack is really, I call it the Cadillac of cat backpacks. It's really meant for people that are going to be doing longer trips or hikes with their cats, doing more sort of outdoorsy adventures, or just have a larger cat, because it's got great features for the human as well, like a waist strap and a chest strap for comfort. But so we just released that product in a new colorway called the Navigator Earth, and that one's been super popular. And we're doing more fun collaborations, you know, like with we did with the movie Argyle. We recently did a collaboration with a amazing YouTuber, Simply Nailogical, and their company Holo Taco, where we made like a really fun cat bed. So yeah, that's a big part of our company, is just creating, always coming up with new products, you know, new colors, new designs, and you know, giving our communities new things to gift to their cats and themselves.
Okay, so you know, it's interesting how you have this great, successful business, Travel Cat. And you think, as we were talking, I was thinking, boy, who knew, like maybe even 20 years ago, that people would even think about traveling with their cats, right? You'd say, oh, yeah. My cat, you know, and people would say, what, are you crazy? Because you just don't think of them as traveling. But it's obviously changed a lot because, you know, hello to your business, right? So how have you seen the change as far as, you know, how people are changing their minds about their cat and just, hey, I could take my cat with me if I'm going on vacation. Why not?
Yeah. You know, I think a part of it is just the larger trend with pets and people and the bigger roles that pets are having in people's lives, you know, like you said, for babies, right? Like the humanization of pets and people just wanting to like do more, you know, and spend more time with their pets, including cats. So yeah, you know, it's been a sort of a slow, I think a slow change, and it's still something where, you know, like you said, if people see a cat out, it's like, whoa, you know, I don't know when and if it's going to become commonplace. I think it will be a while to get there. But I mean, one of the reasons it was so fun to partner with the movie Argyle is because this cat backpack had, you know, such a big sort of front and center role in the movie and then also in the marketing of the movie. And we were just really excited to be the partner for Marv and for Matthew Vaughn in helping people see, like, look, this is possible. And, you know, here are all the tips and the education and, you know, really safe products to do this. You know, we're sure that many people saw this trailer and are going to see this movie and have never before realized that people take their cat anywhere. So it's really exciting. And it was also exciting to share the partnership with our community. You know, we have a really incredible community of, you know, our like super VIP folks who have really played a big part in the education of our community. Like they've spoken at events or come with us to, you know, either virtual events or in-person events. And they were just all so excited about the movie. You know, it's kind of like such a win for cat people, you know, to have a movie cat where even just a cat is so front and center, like a real cat too, not like a Garfield cat, you
right,
know,
right.
You know, it's sort of a continued theme that cat people and cats often are, you know, second fiddle to dogs, whether that's, you know, entertainment or media or products, right? Which is one of the reasons my husband and I, so my co-founder is my husband, one of the reasons we started the company is because we saw that lack of premium cat products and products focused specifically and solely on cats, you know, and that's one of the reasons our catstomers, as we lovingly call them, really love Travel Cat, because they know, you know, this is not a pet company where cats are the afterthought, like in so many other brands. This is a purely dedicated to cats company. So yeah, I think we're excited for that. We think this, you know, Argyle movie and the partnership is a big win for the cat community and in general, but the traveling cat community as well. So we're excited to, you know, continue to play a part in just expanding what people have thought that they can do with their cats.
Well, I love that idea. So Emily, where can people buy their own travel cat, Argyle backpack, or maybe the Navigator, the Fat Cat, a leash, or, you know, all of it? Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. So people can go to travelcatshop.com. And I always like to share that we can ship anywhere in the world in 3 to 5 business days. So if you're outside of the US, we got you covered. And we are also carried in over 500 indie pet stores across the US and also internationally. So if you go to our site, we have a store locator as well. And if we're not carried in the local pet store near you, you should tell them to carry us.
Okay. Can they order directly from you at travelcat.com?
Travelcatshop.com. Yes, absolutely.
Travelcatshop.com. Okay, great. Emily, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and sharing this exciting, interesting information on traveling with your cat and, of course, Travel Cat and your great success with the movie Argyle.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. The movie Argyle's adorable. Chip is adorable in it. And that backpack. Wow. So it was wonderful having Emily from Travel Cat on Best Bets for Pets. I'd like to thank my tester, Dennis. I didn't have a lot of time to get him used to the backpack. I got him in it and I held him for maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes. And then I thought, I don't know if he's going to go for this, but I was not patient. You must be patient if you're teaching your cat new tricks. And thanks to the watching crew, which was Charlotte and Molly, because that's what they did. They watched Dennis go into the backpack. Thanks, of course, to everyone that listens to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate it. And of course, thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, who works his magic and makes me and my guests sound amazing. And remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.